This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 18th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse open mic guest is USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. Rollins says the DOGE effort to downsize government may ultimately help the USDA get back on track of serving customers.
At the end of the day, there is zero doubt in my mind, and you can already see some of the numbers coming in. The SNAP program, which is food stamps, has grown 30 to 40% just in the last 4 years. That's billions and billions of dollars and untold numbers of new people that have come to work for the government, the climate programs, the DEI programs. Just in the last 24 hours, we've canceled almost 100 DEI programs. How do we redirect and refocus that money on what the original intent of the department is, which was not for big government, not for big bureaucracies, but for the farmers and the ranchers and our ag communities? To your point, the government that is closest to the people, that's our founder's intent and our founder's vision. The great people working in the local FSA offices and the other offices, those are the people that we will rely on the most to make sure that we're doing our job, that we're measuring our success. I have 100% confidence that while we are streamlining, we're figuring out how to be more effective, we are downsizing, that at the end of the day, we will actually be able to serve our customers better having gone through this process than where we are today.
Rollins says President Trump has offered little specific guidance as to his expectations for her lead at USDA.
For me, his only directive to me has always been, just go do what's right and never stop fighting for America. When he and I talked about this particular job, it was, Brooke, you know, those are my people. They were with me from the minute I went down the escalator in 2015. They were with me through 2016. They were with me in 2020. And now in 2024, when 90%+ of our ag community votes for President Trump, this is where his heart is. This is who his people are. And so I think the directive for me from him is just never stop working on behalf of this community, never stop fighting, and that ultimately he sincerely believes, and hopefully I will do the job he expects me to do, that will bring greater prosperity, bring prosperity to the corners of America and to rural America that maybe they haven't seen in their lifetimes, and that we'll really be able to, in 4 years, say we truly not only made America great again, but we made agriculture great again.
Rollins has faith in the Trump cabinet and says she is prepared to work with the team to secure wins for farmers and ranchers.
I believe I have an amazing opportunity because I was in the West Wing for 3 years in the last administration. I am not starting from scratch, if you will, on how the executive branch runs. I may agree to disagree with Secretary Vilsack just slightly. I think that there is an incredible opportunity. While I can't tell the EPA what to do, Lee Zeldin is a very dear friend of mine. He helped me build the America First Policy Institute. Why I can't tell Doug Burgum at Interior what to do, he and I have worked together for years and years when he was the governor up in North Dakota. Why I can't tell Chris Wright over at Energy what to do, the collegiality, the collaboration, frankly, the love that this cabinet has for each other. Bobby Kennedy, to your point on Health and Human Services, is one of my newer partners, if you will, but we've been talking since August of last year.
Looking ahead, Rollins says she'll look to building the rest of the USDA team, combating avian influenza, addressing global trade opportunities, and dispersing $31 billion in economic and disaster assistance funds approved by Congress last year. AgriPulse Open Mic is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.